the Lichot Meir Halacha program. We're starting once again very excitedly with Simon Aleph Din Hashkamas Aboker, which is, we're going to go by page. This is page 7. It's the first page of Mishnah Berurah. Here we go. So the Mechaber starts off in Sefer Yiskaber Kari Lama Baboker Lavodas Baruch Shiu Mora Hashach. Okay, one should wake up like a lion in the morning. To go ahead and serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu, Shemora Shachar, which is the beginning of the day. Should wake up early in the morning. So some of the Akhari, they ask a very, very interesting question over here. If we all probably all know this is based on the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos that says, Havirat Kitzvi, the Az Kanemer, the Yiskaber Ka'ari. So the question is, the Torah brings down the whole Mishnah. Right? So all those things that one is supposed to do, you're supposed to be like this animal. Now, why Dafka does he only quote Yiskaber Ka'ari Lamad Baboker? What about the rest of the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos that the Torah quotes? Why does the Mechaber not quote it? So I saw it beautifully in a Sefer called Chayim Moshe, which is a Sefer Kitzer, brings down a lot of different Achronim on the page of the Shulchan Aruch, similar to those who might be familiar with the Sefer called Piskei Tshuvos. It's a similar Sefer that was written by a Satmer Chost. He says over there, he quotes one of the Achronim saying the following, that if you look into it, Yiskaber Ka'ari, the Gematria of Yiskaber Ka'ari is 846. This is not the beginning of the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, but he chooses to have this one. It's the 846 of the Gematria, which is exactly the Gematria of Yosef ben Ephraim Karo. Okay, which is exactly the Gematria of Yosef ben Ephraim Karo, 846. So over here, Rav Yosef Karo is Marjim is shame. He writes his name at the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch, like many of the Sfarim people. They sign their names out of this way. They sign his name by starting with this part of the Mishnah, which is obviously very matim with waking up in the morning, which is the beginning over here of Din Hashkamas Aboker. You could go ahead and figure out yourself with the Gematria, but it works out perfectly. Once again, Yiskaber Kari is 846. Yosef Ben Ephraim Karo is also 846. So the Mechaber over here is telling us that you're supposed to wake up early. Now the Ramah jumps in. And very interesting, the Chayim Moshe points out very interesting in the Ramah. It says over here, Haggah always refers to you. That's the beginning of the Ramaz. This is notes and the words of the Mechaber. It says, V'al kol panim lo yachir zman ha-tfilo sha-tzibur mispal. So the Ramaz just points out over here that even if you don't wake up so early, make sure you don't miss minyan. Don't miss the time that the tzibur is davening. But then very interesting, it says again, Haggah. A second time it writes Haggah. And then it just continues with the Ramaz. Sometimes see, but this is not so common at all. He says over here, the gematria of Haggah plus Haggah is 26, which is Shem Avaya, which is Shem Hashem. So, okay, over here he puts down Shem Hashem at the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, two interesting things over here to start with. But they write right over here. I once heard very beautifully the Nekudas Machlokas over here between the Mechaber and the Ramah. Right? The Mechaber starts like he does. Wake up, Me'or HaShach, very early in the morning versus the Ramah, who says, okay, if you don't wake up so early, just make sure you don't miss minyan. It's a historical fact, and that is the Mechaber comes from where Eretz Yisrael, and for that matter, Svardim generally came from Spain and places that were Africa and places that were very, very hot. Therefore, before waking up, when they wake up in the morning, they woke up very, very early in the morning because to beat the heat of the day, they wanted to get to work very early in the morning, working in the fields and stuff. When it was still cool outside, they wanted to get to work. Therefore, they woke up very, very early in the morning. As opposed to the Roma, obviously, in Krakow, Poland, Ashkenazic Jewry came from very, very cold areas of Europe and the like, and therefore people didn't want to wake up too early. It was already freezing cold in the middle of the day, so too of Kal v'chomer too early, so therefore Ashkenazic Jews did not wake up as early as Sephardic Jews, and this actually comes to a couple of nafkaminas that come to a different minhagim between Sephardim and Ashkenazim that maybe we'll get to later on. Okay, now, says the Ramah in the continuation. Okay, obviously one of the most famous things quoted over here in the Ramadi starts over here. Bidafk Shavisi Hashem Linagdi Tomidu Klal Gogo Botoro Ulamalus at Sadika Shirhochli Fialukim. It's not just a song. Okay, it's the Ramah, the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. Ki Ein Yeshiva Sa'adam Utnuatav Asakav, Vula Adobe Veito Ki Shivato Utnuatav Asakav, Vulifne Melech Godol. Okay, so it says over here, Shiviti Hashem Linagdi Tomidu. We know that means that you're supposed to place Hashem in front of us at all times. Okay, we have to think of that. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is watching over us. Kadosh Baruch Hu is in front of us at all times. And the emphasis over here is Tomid. just like thinking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu at all times, so too that is the malice of the tzaddikim, is tamid, that you have to constantly be a valid consistency. Consistency, so you guys are starting Shana Bet, that's probably the most important thing that anyone could have, is consistency, that he constantly wakes up in the morning every day, doesn't miss. And he has morning seder, he has afternoon seder, night seder, or someone's at work, he wakes up in the morning, he goes to the minyan, he has his daf yomi shir, and then he goes off to work. Every day is the same thing, but it's getting the geschmack out of the consistency, tamid, constantly in your avodas Hashem. That's a very, very important ingredient in our avodas Hashem, is consistency, as we already see over here. Over here, he's talking about this malice of the asher hochlim v'nei alokim. They go in front of Hashem. How is this? Why is it so important? Shiviti Hashem lenegdi tamid ki ein yeshiva sadam turatav asakavu levadob beiso ki yeshiva to turatav asakavu levadob beiso. Because a person's actions and his movements and the way he talks and everything he does, there's a big difference between the way he's going to act and talk, speak, and then everything he's going to do during his day. If he knows that he's standing in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu and he has this consciousness that a Kadosh Baruch Hu was watching him, is going to be much different than the way he's going to act and talk and speak when he doesn't have this, he's not conscious of this effect at all times. And therefore, that is what is going on over here. That's why it's so important, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamim, because that's going to change your whole day. That's going to change your whole life if you are thinking this, just like if you're in front of a Melech Basar V'dom, the way you're going to talk, the way you're going to stand, the way you're going to dress, the way you're going to act in a dignified manner is going to be completely different than when you're hanging out with your friends. So too, we are going to hang with our friends. We are going to do normal activities. But if you have this consciousness that you know that you're doing this while Kadosh Baruch Hu is watching, and you constantly have this in the back of your mind, then you are going to act in a much different way than you are going to act in other times. Okay? The way you're going to talk, what you're going to talk about, how you're going to say it is going to be different with this consciousness that you're standing in the front of Kadosh Baruch Hu at all times. Okay? Then the Ramah says, Kol Shekein, Kishiyasim Adam El Libu Shamelcha Gotlul HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asher Meloch Laretz Kvodo, Kal V'Chomer, if you place in your heart that the Melech Gotlul HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay? Meaning, if we have this consciousness, but when we're standing in front of a Melech Basar V'dam, Kal V'Chomer, Ben Shalom Kal V'Chomer, then you're going to have it if you think about the fact that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech Malchi HaMelochim, is watching Asher Meloch Laretz Kvodo, who fills the whole world. Omed alav v'rov ma'isav, he is watching you. He sees all your actions. Kemoshe namar imisaser ish b'mistarim ani lo erenu num Hashem. When you're in the privacy of your room, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't see your actions. Of course he does. Miad yagia alav hayira ve'achna b'pachad Hashem yisbarach u'boshto mimenu tamin. Therefore, right away, if he thinks about this, that is going to make him act in a non-gaivadic way, with humbleness, and he's going to be act in a way that he's going to be different than when he does not have this conscious on his mind. Okay, so that is the beginning of the Ramah. We'll leave off the rest of the Ramah, Bezrat Hashem, for tomorrow, but a couple of very important ha'aras over here. Number one, the first two Beralachas. The first Beralacha in Mishneh Berurah says the following. The Beralach also obviously was written by the Chavetz Chaim, so is the Shaar Tzion at the bottom of the page. Says the Chavetz Chaim over here, Shehu Mor HaShachar, Nachon Mimod, Lizarim Lomar, Kodem Kol Gimel Tfilos, Hodas HaYirat, some of our Yerushalmi Perek Tfilos HaShachar. In the Yerushalmi, in Mesechas Brachos, it brings down that before every single Tfilah, there's a special Yirat Tzono or a Modeh, Modeh Ani Levanecha, they are supposed to say before actually davening. Okay, the first one in Shachar is that Modeh Ani Lefanecha Hashem Elokai Elokim Esai Shehotzeiani Me'afel Elohor, if you take me from the dark to the lightness, obviously in the morning that's what happens. Okay, Mincha Modeh Ani K'shem Shezakit Lo Sricham Mimizrach Kazichit Lirosa B'Marav, just like I saw the sun rise in the east, now I get to see it setting in the west. That's about Mincha time when it goes from the east side to the west side. And then Marav K'shem Shehiti Ba'Afel Otzeiani Lohora Keto Otzeiani Me'afel Lohora, and then Marav, just like I was in the darkness, you took me out of light, we're asking Hashem again, please let this happen again. The nighttime comes, and we're asking that we should be able to be alive for the daytime once again. Okay, so that's, we can all understand why you would say this, a Shachris Min Chamar. The problem is, I don't know how many people say this, it does not seem to see the Minhag so much that people do this. So I didn't see in Dershu Mishneh Berurah, he quotes Reb Chaim Kanievsky is saying that it could be that it's not that you have to dafka say these things, but you have to realize that this is the part of the point of Shachas Mincha Maariv. You have to give hodah on these things to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And if you actually just thought about these things and you gave hodah on these things, you're yotzei this Yerushalmi that the Chavetz Chaim brings down. Chavetz Chaim sounds like you should actually say it. In the older Siddurim, they don't even print this Yiratzon Lamodani. A couple of the more modern Siddurim, they have entered these things before Shachas Mincha Maariv. It is a good thing to say. I think Moreno Rabbeinu Navitzel says the one should say it. It's a good thing to say, but that maybe explains why the minhag is not to say it like Rav Chaim Kanievsky points out. Then the next Berlocho who glal ka gadol batorah says the following. He says, "Arotz lekaim shivisi Hashem karoy." If one wants to mekaim shivisi Hashem the nagdi tamid, so there is something that one could do about this. What is it? He's dying the kaim hashetal to b'shem a sefer achinuch. When he gadol chavius and he tiktu kamen gadolim yisrufrein, he brings down the lashon of the sefer achinuch, the famous that there are sheish mitzos tmidios. There's been all svarim written about these six constant mitzos that one could mekaim when they're awake, even if he's not learning Torah at this point, he's not actively mekayim a mitzvah at this point. You have six mitzvahs that you can just by thinking about, you can go ahead and mekayim these mitzvahs just by being conscious of these things. I'll just quickly go through them. Number one, he says over here, he should never leave these things even for 1 second. Anytime you think about these concepts, you're mekayim a mitzvah ase. So he says, Aleph, lamin sheyesh eloka echad b'olam sheyisei kol nimsos. Number one, to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one who created the whole world, he was alone when he created the world. Number two, Beis Shalonamin Mishum Elokim Zulato. Number two is the negative aspect, not to think that there's any other powers in this world, there's no other gods in this world, only a Kaddish Baruch Hu, which turns to number three, which is the positive aspect of this. You're not negatively allowed to think that there is any other, you're not allowed to think about that. And number three is Liachto, that we're to make a Kaddish Baruch Hu one, where you say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, we are Miyachid, Shem Hashem, that is creating a Kaddish Baruch Hu, that we're saying to, we're proclaiming that Kaddish Baruch Hu is only one. Then four, five, and six get to a little bit different. Number four is Avas Hashem, Lehova Makom Baruch Hu, to think about how much we love a Kaddish Baruch Hu, you're mekayin the mitzvah, the asad Hashem Elokecha b'chol v'avcha. Okay, number five is obviously the other side is Yiras Hashem. This is it. Number eight, he says all these things inside. Lios Yiras Hashem Yisparach Alpanav Tamid Levilti Yechata. In order that we don't go ahead and sin, then that is the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem. And number six, very interesting, this is one of the mitzvahs to medios. He says, Shalom Nosor Acher Machshava Salevaria Say Nine. Shenemar Velosasura Achalev Avchem Achare Nechem. Like we say in Kriyat Shema, every day, twice a day, Velosasura Achalev Avchem Achare Nechem. Not to go after what your eyes see and what your heart thinks about. Says specifically over here, Ubechlal apikorsos who call machshavos zarish uhevach das Torah achari liv avchem is the thoughts of apikorsos and not thinking about it and not knowing the kari emuna of what we're supposed to, a proper Jew is supposed to think about and not supposed to know. That is bechlal apikorsos. Ubechlal znosu mishu rodei v'achar talos ha'olam v'li sheichavim el klal l'chavonato. And achari nechem is not only things of shmir seinayim, but it's going after and rodev any type of tavas ha'olam that is achari nechem. It is any type of tavas olam that you go run chase after. Kolomar shlo yasa otam kedei shiamod bari v'yuchli shtal de bavodas baro kavnas otami laharos tanunigim gedolim l'nasho. Someone who constantly takes pleasure this world and he uses it just for the pleasures and not to create it for part of his avodas Hashem, that is part of the iser of acharei levavcham acharei neichem acharei levavcham acharei neichem over here. So that is the sheish mitzvos tamidios. Very interesting, there's a machlokas between Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevenzahl and Moreno Rav Katz in our base measure over here. A very interesting machlokas. Rav Nevenzahl holds that it is usher to think about the sheish mitzvos tamidios in the bathroom. Not only is Talmud Torah usher in the bathroom, but to think think positively about the Kodesh Baruch Hu, anything like this, is also going to be asur in the bathroom. That was what I still thought of was the Pashas. However, I've heard B'Shem Rav Katz that he holds only learning Torah is asur in the bathroom, and the Sheish Mitzvahs T'midios are mat mamish tamid, even in the bathroom one is allowed to go ahead and think about the Mitzvahs of Hashem and other things like this when he's in the bathroom. Okay, so that is the Machlokas between Rav Nevinzal and Rav Katz over here. And we'll finish off with one very, very important ha'ara, and that is the first ha'ara that we're going to share from Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal based on after the Mishnah Berurah over here in Siv Katan Beis. The Mishnah Berurah over here in Siv Katan Beis brings down the famous din that one is supposed to wash his hands miyad when he wakes in the morning. We'll talk more about Netilas Yadayim in the morning later on in Siman Dalet, Siman Vav, and things like that. But over here, it brings down over here. Bishlah Katav Sod, the beginning of Siv Katan Beis in the Mishnah Berurah. Bishlah Katav Sod, l'chaber yom v'layla b'toro b'tfila, to bring together yom and yom and night b'toro b'tfila, hey m'boker, hey m'erif. Umiyad kishit or mishnaso. Immediately when waking up in the morning, in a rotsa lishon, he does not want to sleep anymore. Yitol yodov af shenisha mushkav. He has to wash his hands while he's still in bed. Umikol shekin sholich, dal adamas b'linit, he has to say, I'm kal v'chomer. He's not allowed to walk around Dalad Amos without washing Netilas Yadayim. So two things over. Number one, very importantly over here, and a lot of people don't understand this, you're only chayv in Netilas Yadayim in the morning, veina rotza lishon. That means only when you don't want to sleep anymore. If you're planning on going back to sleep, you wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and you have to go to the bathroom, let's say, you're not chayv in Netilas Yadayim if you're going back to sleep again afterwards. You're only going to be chayv when you're planning on waking up in the morning. Number two, though, is this din over here. It says, Shaleach Taraz Netilas Yadayim. By a show of hands over, how many people have a Nagel Vassar cup next to their bed? Very, very few. Very, very few. But the Mishnah Berurah says you have to. So the answer to this question is from our base fetish. We have a Kabbalah from Marina Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal, Torah Shomel Zalman, Torah of David Baran, which is one of the Gedolim over here in Yerushalayim, and it dates back all the way to the time of the Gra. From a famous mice, it says Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal over here, look inside, v'itzayikarei dimer maso shalei yilich. Ad mar zal shomim mi'arav David Baharan. Rishon Zalman heard from Rav David Baharan, shemesoros mi'agra, who was a mesora from the time of the gra, shemeaz shenisra shal kiddush Hashem, gerat tzedek Rav Avram ben Avram agraf Petotsky, from the time that the graf Petotsky v'kitzer, he was a Russian governor. Okay, in the time of the gra, he was a big Russian governor, and he decided to convert to Judaism. As you can imagine, that was not a pashut thing to do in that time, to go ahead for this big Russian government to commit to Judaism, convert to Judaism. That was unheard of. And the Russian government found out about it, and they were not happy about it. And they told the Graf Potocki that or he converts back, or they are going to kill him. Okay, Isis goes that the Graf visited him in jail a couple of times, and the Graf Potocki decided to die al Kiddush Hashem. When that tremendous Maisa happened, and he decided to die al Kiddush Hashem, the Grub points out, he says over here, Batla Ruach Ra al Yadayim. At that point, the Ruach Ra that used to be on our hands was Mivutal. It was abolished. Okay? That is, that we see over here how much one Maisa of a Jew could have an effect. Obviously, this is a tremendous Maisa, dying al Kiddush Hashem, but we see how much this changed Halacha forever. However, Nevinzal does point out, he says, "Dahainu raklin in dvarish shemikara mi'azor." This doesn't mean we don't have to wash our hands anymore. Okay? What it means is anything that the makar is from the Zohar, then those things were mavutal, and you don't have to worry about them. V'lolagai dvarim nitzayim v'begemara. Anything that's written, al pi nigla from the Gemara, that we still have to hold by. Kegon dein tzarch la'akvich leich dalaraus kodem natila de mekor mi'azor v'lomedin v'begemara. That's our din, says Rav Nevinzal. The makor of not walking dalad amos is from the Zohar. Therefore, from the time the Graf Potocki was killed on Kiddush Hashem, that din was mevutal, and one has the right to go ahead. He's still supposed to wash his hands as quickly as possible, but he doesn't have to worry about walking Dalad Amos. He can walk to the sink, he can walk to the bathroom to go ahead and wash Netilas Yadayim there. Just to point out, you see the Chafetz Chaim didn't have this Mesorah, because he lived after the Gra, and he still brings this din down. But in our big studies, this is the Makor of why those who are Makel nowadays, they could follow this din. Adkan for today.